They cut my head off, so to speak. I went out along with some other vets.
Did you guys form this group?
We formed this group. In the meantime, what they tried to do was replace the people who were doing the work, and it was like rearranging the chairs on the Titanic. The organization went down to in name only, and the Alliance of Atomic Veterans has since then been out in the forefront doing the work that we're doing. And when the Alliance of Atomic Veterans was formed, it's important that people know that we didn't go to Washington asking for service-connected disability. We didn't go to Washington asking for compensation. We went to Washington asking to have the Veterans Administration to open the hospitals up to take care of veterans who were dying, so they did not have to use the rest of their money to spend on medical care that they couldn't afford. We asked that the true history of the atomic veterans' involvement in nuclear testing be written correctly, not by the way the Defense Nuclear Agency, which was an agency put in place in 1975 by the Department of Defense to write this historical record, and also to make sure they stonewalled the atomic veterans from ever being able to get into the VA hospitals. But we were able to overcome that. We finally did open up the VA hospitals, and we felt that if we open up the VA hospitals and we go in for proper epidemiological studies, including our offspring, because they were the recipients of the chromosome aberrations that we passed on to them in the form of birth defects, that this epidemiology was very, very important. Well, we did open up the VA hospital, but to date we haven't had the epidemiology studies conducted. And we're still trying to do that. But the thing that's important to us is that people know that any service-connected disabilities that ever came to the atomic veterans that belong to our organization came to us because those programs were set in place to take care of people who were harmed while serving their country.
Just as Anthony Jurisco is talking about that, I know, Leo, you're affected by it. The fact is, you and the other scientists, I suppose they're scientists for social responsibility, they're physicians for social responsibility, these groups are all related. And what the atomic last number is all one, isn't it, as we end our hour all too soon. I'm just thoughts in hearing him talk. Now that the Cold War is over, the raison debt for that bloated budget, especially when it came to military hardware, nuclear. But you're talking about the dangers, both of you, dangers of nuclear power for quote-unquote peace. So thoughts you have in hearing Henry Jurisco and yourself reflecting 14 years after that conversation we had in these studios in 84.
My thoughts about nuclear bombs,
everything,
you mean?
Everything. The change since then.
Well, okay, so the Cold War is more or less over with the dissolution of the Soviet Union. There are still nuclear bombs around. And how do we get rid of them? Well, I'm not an expert on international affairs, but I think it's obvious that we need some sort of a world government. The United States can't police the whole world and can't look after all the nations that have nuclear bombs. But obviously some sort of a world government will have to take care of this. And then about nuclear power, other nations than the United States have gone in that direction. They too are having their problem with radioactive waste, with accidents. There is some light in the matter that it is beginning to become obvious that solar and wind energy can give us all the energy we need if we just make the scientific and technical advances necessary to store this energy once we create it.
So I suppose just a last word, Anthony, no more secrets.
Oh, absolutely.
We're talking about that. It basically comes down to that, doesn't it?
It really is. It's a contradiction to the democracy we're supposed to have in this country. You know, an informed public is the best thing that can happen for America. And if we have a government that has secrets, we really have problems. Because a government that's doing its job is always wide open. It's very proud to tell you what they're doing. And when we don't have that, when we have the opposite, then it's time to be very concerned.
Well, do you sense, as we're signing off now, do you sense a growing awareness and concern on the part of the general public? You and your travels and you and your fellow vets, do you sense that? I don't mean to be ask you to say it if it isn't so.
Well, it is so. It definitely is so. I can remember back 14, 15 years ago when if you asked the American public, do you think we should have nuclear weapons today? They would say, yes, I think we should, because this is what the Defense Nuclear Agency's job was to do, was to do the proper PR work to sell the public the idea that atomic bombs are good. And today, 85% of the people in the United States, by our count, the veterans that work throughout America, atomic vets that work throughout America, 85% of the people do not want nuclear weapons. They understand that we can't. It's something that we can't use.
And now, by extension, nuclear power for "quote unquote" peace here again, because now this is the battleground, isn't it? Pretty much.
Oh yeah, but nuclear power is not for peace.
So we come again to the public awareness here too. Well, this is by way of paying tribute to both Anthony Jarisco and his colleagues of the Alliance of Atomic Veterans, who are doing an incredible job in letting the public know whatever facilities they have, limited though the facilities are, but boy, they're telling it. And of course, Dr. Leo Sarin have the guts and the vision to do what he did. And thank you both very much indeed.
Well, thank you for the opportunity of being with us, Stutz.
It was very nice to be here.